The ACLU says it's aware of three incidents where detained individuals in Georgia jails were required to remove religious headgear. And in its letter, the ACLU says unless the government can show the restriction is absolutely necessary and is for a very important purpose, the headwear's removal violates the Federal Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Act of 2000. The letter cites a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals case where the court said Orange County violated the act when a Muslim woman was forced to remove her headscarf while being held in a courthouse lockup. But Putnam County Sheriff and Georgia Sheriff's Association President Howard Sills says the ruling doesn't apply.
It's only good in the Ninth Circuit, which is California, not Georgia. We're in the 11th Circuit.
Sills says the association provides standards and best practices for jail operations, but currently does not have a policy on the matter. In his own opinion, Sills says unless the religious headgear causes a health problem or security issue, he wouldn't restrict it in his jail. Michelle Worth, WABE News.